Whiskey Quebec 7 Hotel. This is James.
Hey, good morning, James. I've got you on the list. Anybody else? Come in.
Kilo Juliet 7, Juliet X-Ray Mike.
Robert
with
Kilo Juliet 7, Romeo Alpha Bravo. Yummy.
All right, we've got the new net team checking in. That's fantastic. Robert, Tammy, stand by, please. Let's go back to Madeline. Madeline, I think you might be warming up your pipes for a potential performance. I think it's this weekend, maybe today sometime. I don't know. How are you? KJ7NUW.
Good morning, Jack, and hi to the net. Well, it's next weekend. I do have a choir practice today. And that's like early this afternoon. And then we've got one more practice, well, two more practices, I think, before the big performance, which is November the 8th, next Saturday. The choir is called Brilliance Choir. It's an interfaith, interracial black gospel choir. And I've been having a lot of fun singing in that choir. So anyway, everybody's welcome. And it's free. So anyway, it's here in Seattle at St. Therese something Church. Anyway, I hadn't been to that church before, but it's a cool little church. I am loving the sunshine. I'm not a huge fan of Standard Time. I'll just say I prefer having a little bit of extra sunlight in the evening. And when we go to Standard Time, it optimizes for more sunlight in the morning, which I do not like. Because then when we get into the deep part of winter, it's like I feel like I'm waking up in the dark and getting off work in the dark. Basically going to work in the dark and ending my day of work in the dark. And I just don't like that so much. So anyway, I know there's people to the east of us that probably do prefer Standard Time, but not me. Not me. I hate it. Daylight time forever, that's what I say. With that controversial opinion, I will send it back to you, Net Control, and let you deal with the chaos. KJ7NUW.
All right, well, I am Mayhem Coordinator today, so I can deal with it. That's not a problem. Well, it's gorgeous this morning. You have to admit it is just gorgeous out there, considering what we've been through recently. You really can rake or sweep the leaves if you want because of the dry pavement, and I'm sorry about misrepresenting your performance. That's right. It was next weekend because that's the day of our educational meeting. Now, I believe that the two do not conflict. Is that right? And, of course, one can be done over your phone, virtually, on Zoom. But what time is the performance at St. Teresa?
I'm double-checking. You know, my calendar skills, Jack, sometimes are not perfect. So I'm just looking at my calendar. Yeah, it's 5. It's 5 o'clock. It's about 5 to about 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, again, standard, and that's November the 8th at St. Therese Catholic Church, KJ7NUW.
All right, does not overlap. That's fantastic. Okay, so you can do the KBMY educational meeting on how to work satellites and the ISS on Saturday, November 8th, and then go see the choir at St. Therese. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, have a good practice today. And, hey, real quick, one last question. Do you have risers in St. Therese, choir risers there?
They're going to bring some in, Jack. Back to you, KJ7NUW.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that'll be really, really nice. All right, well, good luck with that. Good luck with practice. And have a great sunny morning here in the Northwest. If you heard KV7GL Vic on the Boaters Net this morning, he is a morning person. He loves PST. All right. So there's one vote for, one vote against. All right. Well, Keith, out in the Renton Highlands, KJ7ALM, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jack, and good morning everyone else out there in the radio land. I'll break this tiebreaker right now and just say... I enjoy the extra hour of sleep that this provided me. overnight, reaching back to standard time, but in the summertime, I do enjoy the extra sunlight at the end of the day. But wintertime, you know, it's fine. You know, switch back to standard time. I guess they used to do this, from what I've heard, for a lot for the farmers and to save energy and stuff like that. But, you know, farmers wake up at the crack of dawn, and they are done with their work when they're done with their work. So I don't know if switching the time makes that big of a difference. But, oh, well. I'm enjoying the nice bright sunshine on the beautiful yellow leaves out there. I should say yellow, red, green, you name it. All the shades of autumn colors are out there, and that's what I enjoy the most. KK7ALM here, Keith in the Renton Highlands. Everybody have a great Sunday.
All right, Keith. Well, it's a Pantone Colors morning, that's for sure. You have a great time, too. Hey, say hi to Sally, won't you, please? And you enjoy your rest of your weekend, would you? All right, let's go see what Brad's got for us. KJ7GDN, Port Orchard. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jack. Mostly, my plans for the day are a lot of chores and a lot of cleaning. And along those lines, I need to just really quickly and facetiously lodge a ridiculous complaint, and that is calling out that it's dry enough out there to rake the leaves and sweep the drive. Now that's going to make me feel pressured to rake the leaves and sweep the drive, and that was just not on my list. So, geez, thanks for the guilt, Jack. That was just to satisfy my dry sense of humor. So, take it as a joke that it was intended as. Anyway, right now I'm deep in the depths of my nightstand. I sleep with CPAP, and I'm, you know, also a technology person, so my nightstand has a combination of CPAP and battery backup and power supplies for iPhones and Apple Watches and Alexa devices and all of these things, and then combine that with an occasional trip where I have to pull things out and take with me. It's just gotten to be a mess, so I'm currently reorganizing that. That's, I know, boring, but that's the best I got, Jack. Sorry. Back to you, buddy. This is Kilo Juliet 7, Golf Delta, November.
All right, Brad. Well, you know, I'm not trying to guilt trip you into raking the leaves or sweeping the drive. You can if you want to. It's totally optional. Now, if you want to let all the leaves build up in the gutter there and all the leaves build up on the curb and then block up the drains and, you know, wait, I'm doing it again. Okay, hold on a second. Hey, real quick, though, what do you use for the CPAP backup? What battery? I have a feeling you're using a battery pack of some sort. What is your battery backup of choice?
Well, what I'm using is a Jackery, mostly because it's simple, utilitarian, and multi-purpose. So, you know, if I need a... I'm just using kind of their smallest one, so it kind of fits into my IKEA special box nightstand deal, and it's the nice thing about it is it's got the UPS kind of feature, so you can have it plugged into power and powering a device, and it switches over fast enough that the device doesn't even know. So that works out really well. And then I had two. I actually have it set up so I have my CPAP normally running off line power. So I have two power supplies in there. I have one that runs off the DC power adapter, you know, kind of, we used to call them cigarette lighters in cars, and that's plugged into the Jackery for when I need DC power. But normally I just run it off line power, so that just, you know, complicates things. But I don't want to be running the Jackery all the time. I just, you know, in the winter and when storms come around, then I just unplug one, plug the other one in, if that makes sense. KJ7GDN.
All right, yes, it does make sense. Well, those Jackeries are very, very good. In fact, Dan, KB7RYY, who co-hosts the SimplexNet Saturday night at 8 p.m. on 146560, thank you very much, just got a new Jackery. He replaced his original one, which we saw at one of the very earliest Rain or Shine nets, Quentin and I, back in Magnolia Park years ago. He finally just replaced that. I think you can see if he can repair it, too. But he's got a new one, and he really likes it. So they are really well-built units. Well, it sounds like you've got it figured out, and it sounds like it's keeping you safe. So that's fantastic. All right, Brad, you have a great Sunday afternoon. Don't worry about the leaves. Have the neighbor kid do it. WQ78, how are you, James?
WQ78, I'm James. Good morning, everyone. Look at that. It's 50 ginormous degrees on my deck, with an equally ginormous 90% humidity. You know, I was listening, well, I listened to the Boaters Net. I've never checked in, but it seems to me that some of those folks have, you know, more robust weather instrumentation than I do. And I'm just thinking, I wonder if I should, you know, perhaps upgrade my instrumentation, because I don't have a rain gauge, and there's, you know, I couldn't tell you if there's a breeze or not, other than visually. Yesterday, I thought, well, perhaps we might have something, you know, a wind event, such as the one a week ago, but we didn't. I mean, it got breezy a couple times, but nothing really spectacular. We didn't have any pine cones, which is fine, because, you know, it's annoying, and then I worry about, you know, am I going to get spiked with a branch? But, you know, not a lot of rain. Anyway, I'm just kind of noodling the idea about, you know, well, because you can, I know that you can get, I don't know a lot about them, but you can get them that connect to, you know, networking and APRS and all this. It's very cool stuff, I must say. I must say. And so there's that. Standard radio stuff. I'm going through my cell phone because I'm defrosting my ice maker. It got all frozen up, and so we're it's almost done defrosting. But because of the interesting wiring in my house, when I kill the refrigerator, it takes down my Wi-Fi. And so so I'm using my Shark RF mic thingy, and it's going to my iPhone. I guess I could use Echolink, but this sounds better. I don't know. And then, let me pause. The other thing that I'm really, really just kind of locked in, laser-like focused, is I've been watching The Morning Show, which is on Apple TV. I've hit the third season. I love it. It's just like, wow, there's a lot of talent there. I don't think there's any dead weight. And the third season has a number of new guest stars, including, but not limited to, Stephen Fry. Everybody knows Stephen Fry. He's in it. It's like, what? Stephen Fry? I can't think of his name. I just blank. But John Hamm, who's an excellent actor, and Martin Short has a very serious role, and he's wonderful in this. God, Martin Short, what a guy. But John Hamm, just what? There goes my, no, okay. I've been using my Jackery to power a number of things that are offline because I'm defrosting, so I'm about to have to change out my emergency. I've been, you know, these occasions are great for testing my emergency batteries. And so the Jackery, I've been exercising that this morning since about like 6:30. So it's ready to go down, and anyway, that's what I'm doing. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I don't know if you can burn or not, but don't try. You won't like it. This is James, W27H, back to Jack. Thanks, Jack.
All right, James. Well, there's another vote for the Jackery. It's a great little unit, and they've got many forms and sizes on that, that's for sure. So thank you so much, James. All right, and good luck on the ice machine there in the frost-free fridge. All right, let's move on. Let's go find Robert, KJ7JXM. Hello.
Well, good morning to the net. This is KJ7JXM, Robert. And I wanted to comment on the whole daylight savings time thing. I don't know if many people know it, but it was originally a joke from Benjamin Franklin that if we changed our times an hour, we could save the use of candles. When you really look back into the history of daylight savings time, it wasn't actually about the farmers. It was about saving of the energy, because we wouldn't need to burn as much coal to light things and stay warm and all this other fun stuff. So, yeah, I was quite interested when I read that. Not to get into a daylight savings time argument by any means, but yeah. And I love this part of the time where we get a 3 hour of sleep. The second time when we lose an hour, I don't like that part. So if we could figure out how to just gain the hour every year and not lose the hour every year, that would be phenomenal. But I think there's a mathematical problem with that. Anyway. And as for the battery backups, I love our EcoFlow. We went the EcoFlow route versus the Jackery. If I remember right, originally Bill was having some issues with his Jackery not providing the current necessary to drive his radio at high power. That might have just been the connections he was using, but I want to say if there was some hiccups there originally with it. And I know they've come a long way since then, because that was many, many moons ago. They are quite the devices. Although for running my radios, I tend to use more just standard lots of extra batteries, which I have so many batteries. But the EcoFlow does a great job at keeping the crock pot hot and charging the laptop when necessary there. Hi. Anyway, I've got to get myself going. I really need to get out in that garage and get work on that truck before the net happens and see if I can't get it done beforehand. I don't think I will, but at least I can get a good bite on it and try to get the front half of the truck all wired up and ready to rock and roll. So that's my goal this morning, as I am enjoying my coffee and holding the couch down in place with my extra hour of sleep that I gained. So thanks, Jack, for doing what you do. Very much appreciate you. And looking forward to the adventures ahead this week. This is KJ7JXM. Clear, back to you, my friend.
Well, you might want to petition the court and go in and see if you can't change your middle name to Adventure. I think that might work for Cammie, too. You two do it very, very well. Well, good luck. It's a sunny, beautiful day. I hope that's the same case out there in Arlington. Good luck on that truck project. I know you've got a whole bunch of them all lined up, ready to go. That's fantastic, Robert. Hey, you sound really happy today. Glad you got that extra sleep. Well, let's see if Cammie got any extra sleep. KJ7RAB, good morning.
Good morning, Jack, and everyone on the net. Cammie here, KJ7RAB. I sure did get the extra hour. Robert and the station managers all permitted me to sleep in. No one ran in and jumped on top of me or anything like that. So that was very, very nice. I actually recently here just got up and I'm having some coffee and We did a little bit of thrift store shopping yesterday, and I picked up a gigantic dog bed for $12 because I've got a little one for the Mogwai, and it's one of those, I don't know what you call it, it's the round one where they can kind of burrow down in it, and Millie steals it from her, and it's not her size at all, but she curls up in the tiniest little ball to fit inside of it, so I'm going to put that one upstairs in the office so she can have one to curl up in as well, and not steal the little one from the Mogwai, but they're really enjoying it this morning, and it sounds like a Wookiee fight here with them both trying to commandeer the dog bed and play with their toys and all of that. I also agree with the station that put in the complaint about the how it is so dry out there, you can rake the leaves. We don't need to hear that, Jack. I don't need to get out there and rake any leaves. Hi. Robert's going to go out and work on the truck. I'm not going to go out and work on anything. I'm going to hold the couch down. I'm going to work on my sewing project, and I'm going to drink my coffee, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. Hi. There was something else I was going to share, and of course I always forget about it when I tee up. I can't remember. If I remember, I'll come back. Oh, the time. I'm a fan of keeping it one time. I don't like changing back and forth, so, you know, I would vote for keeping it at standard time. I don't like the switching. It messes with me. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you, Jack, for hosting. Thanks for everything that you do, and thank you, everybody, for being the amazing community that you are. KJ7RAB, back to Net Control.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I even mentioned it. You know, the leaves out there in your yard there, Cammy, just waiting for a rake or a broom or just somebody to care just a little tiny bit. But no, not for Cammy. She's going to hold down the couch, have some coffee, and enjoy the morning. Well, you know, I mean, you look out, you see the leaves, you go, well, that's kind of a problem. I see it as an opportunity. I feel bad. Anyway, I don't mean to make anybody feel bad. I know you don't. All right, let's go find out who else is out there for the 9 o'clock net. It's 9:26 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. If you'd like to join us, come ahead with your call, sign, and name, please.
Whiskey Alpha 7, Alpha Delta, Michael.
Kilo Echo 6. Romeo Alpha X-ray, Peter, Santa Cruz, IO.
AM 7. All right, we've got Michael in there. We've got Peter with an IO. Who's next, please?
KI6, KTE, Matt in Kirkland.
All right, Matt, I've got you. Now, I want to go back. I think the station right before you doubling was Jim, K7PDZ, awfully broken up. Jim, was that you? Can we confirm?
KSL, K7,
BDZ. All right, fantastic, Jim. All right, let's get some more stations. Call sign your name.
Kilo X-ray 2, Charlie Whiskey.
Good morning, Peter. Quick I.O.
All right, I got Joan. Who is the quick I.O., please? Name and call.
Hey, Jack, it's KM7, AQN, Javier.
Hey, Javier. All right, I've got you on the list. All right, stand by, please. All right, let's go back to Michael in Kirkland, WA7AD.
Hey, good morning to you, Jack, and hello to everybody listening on the net. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta, Michael here in Kirkland. It's about 47, pretty day out. I just got down from the Canadian Nets up there talking to them. Of course, they're a little down because of the Toronto, but it was a great game. It was amazing how both Friday night and Saturday night, both games, and it's so quickly at the double play. I mean, just boom, it's done. So, let's see. Oh, time change. I hate it. I remember the kid, we didn't have daylight savings time, and it stayed pretty light in the summer. That's what it's for. So you can have long evenings in the summer, and I guess people go out more and go to dinner more, maybe. But up north like this, we're so far north, we get long evenings anyway, and I'd like to do away with it. Because I remember going to work in the dark, and then it was light, and then all of a sudden it's dark again, and and then I got to change a lot of clocks. I used to build clocks, and I have a lot of mechanical clocks, and I have to go around and stop the pendulum, and the ones that just wind up, I have to let them run down anyway, so you just can't push the clock backwards. Anyway, that's about it from Jack. Here from here, Jack, anyway. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm not sure what I'll do. I thought it was going to rain today, but I guess it's tomorrow, maybe. Drop for a second. I guess I needed to do my Morse code there, too, so that was apropos. Anyway, let's see. I want to figure out what I was going to say, but anybody have a wonderful day? I guess I'll watch some football today. Seahawks play late. They're on the East Coast, I guess, somewhere. And just kind of mess around the house here. Oh, of course, I forgot to do with my raccoon problem, so. Anyway, Jack, thanks for doing this great net. Everybody have a safe day. Remember, it's a good day to have a good day. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right, Michael. Well, and if you have any leaves, it's a great day to rake the leaves. Oh, boy. You have a good one. Hey, the Seahawks, by the way, playing right around 5 p.m. this afternoon, and that is on NBC, according to Dean, KG7ODB, and they are playing the Washington Commanders. So go Hawks. And, yeah, that baseball game last night, Game 7 of the World Series, that was something else. Boy, the Dodgers didn't even have the lead until late in the game, and, man, did they turn things around. So, but congratulations to both teams, of course, and to all the Major League Baseball teams. What a great season. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Michael. You have a great afternoon. Say hi to Kathy. Of course, we had an I.O. from Peter down there in Santa Cruz. Let's go over to the east side yet again and say good morning to Jim, K7PDZ.
Hey, good morning there, Jack, and everybody out there. Oh, I want to weigh in on this one. Stay with daylight saving time year-round like we voted. And it'll, I hate it when it gets dark so early in the winter time here. But, you know, when I first started looking at this stuff, after I moved to Seattle a while, I'm from the Toledo, Ohio area. And Toledo, Ohio is the same latitude as the Washington-Oregon border. So that puts us like 600 miles further north. And I'd look at sunset back in Toledo, and wait a minute, how can the sunset in Toledo, Ohio be later than the sunset in Seattle? Well, you know, take the time zones. Everything's been gerrymandered to the point that why not stay on whatever we want to, because 360 divided by 24 is 15. So every 15 degrees of longitude should be a new time zone. Well, by that calculation, Toledo is in the central time zone. Okay, well, right there's another, there's 1 hour. And then they go in daylight savings time. No wonder. They're 2 hours ahead of us. No, or light-wise, no wonder their sunset is later than in Seattle. I'm going to fall off my soapbox. Back to you, Jack. K7PDZ.
Oh, wow. Well, once you started rolling out the time zones and all those numbers, I thought, wait, wasn't Jim a math teacher at one point?
That has nothing to do with it. It's just logic. Ohio's supposed to be. Anyway, I want to stay on saving on the time an hour later. We're not going to call it savings time. We're just going to call it Pacific time, which would be now it should be already 10 o'clock. Back to you, Jack. K7PDZ.
Oh, all right. A rousing opinion from Jim. Well, I'm really trying to still figure out how you really feel about it there, Jim. You crack me up. All right. Good to hear from you, Jim. Well, you know, regardless, it is a gorgeous morning out right now, whatever time it is. So I'm not even going to say the time because I don't believe it. Let's go find out what Matt's got. Matt, he is really the driving force this year behind the repeater roundabout, and I just can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Matt, KI6KT, what else is going on?
What else other than the repeater roundabout? Well, not much, but I will talk about the repeater roundabout. So we are up to 95 participating repeaters. I have a website update prepared. I was hoping to get Quentin's eyes on it before I change a whole bunch of things, but that should be up today. And we actually still have a number of clubs that haven't responded yet. So I feel like we can get more. Like, pretty sure we can get Seattle ICS to say yes eventually. And so, yeah, anyways, at this point, as of later today, I imagine the website will have all 95 repeaters that have responded yes. Most of those are in Western Washington. A few are down by the Oregon border, and a few in Eastern Washington, Idaho, if you happen to be over there or traveling over there. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm actually doing a little bit of antenna testing while the net goes on, because I can take a break from repeater roundabout tasks until I get a review or two. I think it will be fantastic. So November 22nd, 23rd, be making a lot of noise on the air. Hope you're having a great day. I don't know if I'm going to go rake any with Jack, but I thank you for reminding me that I can. There's a whole bunch of other chores I got to do. Anyways, hope you all have a great day. KI6KT, Matt in Kirkland.
All right, Matt. Hey, thank you for dropping by. Well, yeah, currently, well, as of yesterday, I was checking the repeater roundabout site. Repeaterroundabout.com is where you can find all the information. It was at 70 repeaters had signed up, and now it's going to be 95 as soon as he hits update that website. That is fantastic. And I think you're also trying to find, if you haven't already, a 220 radio. Did you have success in that endeavor?
I have not yet. Well, I mean, okay, I have qualified success. I've had no success to my inquiry. I do have a little tiny handheld, the ACVX6R, which I love dearly, which will put out 1.5 watts, 1.25 watts on 220. I was thinking of trying to see every 220 repeater I can actually hit with that, because so far it's only been like Washington Hand Club, but I have improved my antenna position. So I've gotten about 30 feet higher up, maybe not quite 30 feet. Anyways, significantly higher up, so maybe I can do better. But I was thinking of seeing what I can do with what I have, but if someone else has a 220 radio that can put out more than a very modest 1.5 watts, I would be interested. KSXKT.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you so much, Matt. We really appreciate all your work this year on the repeater roundabout. Last question, have you heard from N7YD, Group President of the Lake Washington Ham Radio Club? I heard him mention on the Health and Wellness Net they did yesterday that they are going to be contacting the repeater roundabout committee and say, yes, we are in with all four of our repeaters. Have you heard from Mark yet?
I sure did. I actually dropped into the Lake Washington Ham Club 11 a.m. net last weekend to give Mark a bit of a hard time, and he said, oh, yeah, absolutely, we'll do it. So all their repeaters are part of this next batch that should be going up today.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, we're really looking forward to repeater roundabout weekend, November 22 and 23. Thanks for all the hard work, Matt. Have a great Sunday. All right, let's go talk to Joan up on Capitol Hill. Is it still sunny up there? I bet it is. KX2CW. Hi, Joan.
Peter wanted to make sure that we know who Peter is. I can't remember who it was, but reputedly some well-known great Native American chieftain has said that only the white man could believe that by cutting off the bottom and sewing it on the top, can you make a longer blanket? I am Klingon annoyed by so-called daylight saving, really just hour hand shifting time. For my life, I've probably lost two or three jobs because of it. And so it's personal. So I have for decades routinely used 24-hour time, and I have, especially in the last decade or so, come to loathe hour hand shifting time. And, And I have one round time clock left. See, it's made me not have mechanical clocks anymore because of the nuisance factor, except that I've always kept at least one clock, and I have for years and years just left it on standard time. So simple, why do you do that? It's good, like, think about it every time. Well, yes, especially as I'm getting older, I want to be made to think about things more. They're mental exercises. But the clock in my bedroom that I glance at and puzzle over, you know, when I wake up in the morning, has always been on standard time. And then I do a mental calculation to see, what have we done with this now? Out of how Jim says we've gerrymandered everything, including the time. That's all I've got. KX2C. Oh, the mountain is out? Bizarrely enough, that mountain is out. And Cammy just got that curl-up bed. You know, you can get a human-sized one for humans. Of course, they're horribly expensive. That's why I have my REI cot behind my filing cabinet. It's my hidey hole bed. KX2CW, all the numbers. The coffee's hot. The weather's fine. Something rise and shine. KXQCW, back to next.
So the whole time issue, Joan, the nuisance factor for you, maybe you could just average that for us, get out the TI calculator. But what's the nuisance factor on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's loss of employment scale. And I don't use a calculator, I do a mental calculation. That's the point. I don't want my brain to atrophy. KXQCW.
All right, very good, Joan. Well, you have a great morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. And, boy, I hope that sun comes back out. We've got just the tiniest little bit of cloud cover, but I think we're still going to be okay. And those leaves are still rakeable, Cammy. Just mean. Oh, she's going to get me back on the new net. Let's go to Javier. Javier, KM78QN, good morning.
Good morning, Jack, and everybody. This is KM7AQN, Javier. I was just going to do a quick I.O. vault since I was a little bit held up in traffic. I'm just heading now to work. Going to work on the wonderful helicopters today. It has been a busy week. I was in Fresno last week supporting the guys at SkyLife. We helped them. We got everything set up. I'm supporting Airlift Northwest this week, so it's going to be an interesting week as well. Yeah, nothing to report. It has been a while since I talked to you guys, but yeah, I've been very busy, but I got the time now a little bit. Yeah, I've been doing also some experimenting with DMR and some stuff, but it's great, it's great. Great weather. At least I got an hour of sleep. That was the best thing. The only thing I agree with everybody, I hate this constant changing of times, putting back, putting forward. And then I have family in Puerto Rico, which makes it more impossible. I got my in-laws that they get all confused because of it. Now, right now, they got a four-hour delay instead of the usual three. So now it's going to be... Sometimes they're going to be calling like at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's funny. Yeah, but nothing to report, guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Don't rake too many leaves today. I'm just going to be working, so have fun. Back to you, Jack. This is KM7AQN.
Hi, Javier. Nice to hear you. Nice to have you come by. It's been a while, but we know you're out there because you're helping keep those birds in the air. And I don't know if you've ever heard this before. I thought I mentioned it one time, but it might have been too many check-ins between KX2CW Joan, who checked in just before you, was a helicopter mechanic at some time. So maybe you two have to have a conversation about that. That's pretty interesting. All right, well, thank you for helping Airlift Northwest and keeping all those people safe. That's fantastic. You have a great Sunday as well. Let's get some more stations for the 9 o'clock net, 9:44 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. This is the PSRG machine on Capitol Hill, not too far from Joan. If you'd like to join us, come ahead, call, sign, and name.
KI7GL,
Vic.
All right, I got Tim, I've got Vic, KB7GL, and I got Dave. Let's confirm Dave, the High Desert Pirate.
Roger, roger, I'm in, KD7, Papa Whiskey Bravo.
All right, we got Tim, we got Vic, we got Dave. Any other stations coming in? Call, sign, and name.
Cage.
KG7ODD.
I got the birthday boy, K3OE. I got Rich in West Seattle. I got Dean over there in Bitter Lake. Who was the third station, Dudley?
Kilo 7, Mike through the whiskey, Brian,
in Kitsap
County.
All right, Brian, I got you. Kitsap County Station. Come ahead, call, sign, and name.
Kilo 7, Echo, Bravo, Romeo. Name's Eric.
All right, a whole bunch of doubles. We've got seven new stations. All right, everybody stand by. Thank you, Eric. Let's go back to Tim, KI7ZEI. Tim, good morning.
Well, good morning indeed. It's clear. I can see the Olympics. Looks like a beautiful day here in the great Pacific Northwest. Everyone get out, have some fun, get some vitamin D from the sky. Daylight savings time. Yeah, I haven't lost any jobs over it, Joan. Usually, you know, most companies cut you a little bit of slack for a day or two kind of to adjust and to come in late or whatever. But, yeah, it is kind of a pain. Now, in Europe, they also have it, but they change on a different day, which complicates it for me a little bit because I have a conference call or two with folks in Europe, and, you know, we got to pay attention on which day who changes daylight savings time. And, of course, at least half the world, maybe most of the world, I know in Asia, they do not bother with daylight savings time. They just stick with one time, which in a huge country like China, I think it's like four or five time zones. It makes sense. They have a single time zone for the entire country, for better or worse. Anyway, I hope everyone has got their clocks adjusted, or at least the cell towers have automatically adjusted your cell phones, of course. I've got a really busy day for a really busy weekend, so I'll turn it back. Thanks, Jack, KI7ZEI.
All right, this argument will never die, I tell you, unless we all go to one standard. Well, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but you know what? It sure makes life interesting, doesn't it, Tim? Hey, you have a great day. Thank you for dropping by. Let's go see what Vic has for us. Now, I heard you on the Boaters Net this morning, Vic, and you said, I love the morning. I'm a morning person. And boy, that you are. KB7GL, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jack and the gang. From South Kirkland, this is KB7GL. Yep, I like the mornings. I'm a morning person, and, you know, I had a chat with station manager Hank last night about the change, and he ignored it, so he was ready to go at 6 o'clock. This thing about sleeping in, it doesn't work. I don't get an extra hour of sleep. I wake up pretty much the same time, kind of depending where the sun is in the sky, and Hank does the same thing. So I'm all for standard time. You know, it would take an act of Congress for all the states to go to daylight saving time permanently, but the states can go to standard on their own, and I wish we would, because Congress isn't going to do anything on anything, so all I hope is for the states to do it. I made a few notes while the net was going on for Michael, A7AD, get on CW. There's this sweepstakes worldwide contest going on right now. 20 meters just loaded with CW signals. Good place to practice. Another note, the Blue Jays last night, yeah, they cooged it, really cooged it. Although then I saw the score of the Cougar Oregon State game, and they cooged it even worse. So a lot of cooging going around. Jack, as far as your comment about the leaves, I'm going to wait until the rest of them come down out of the Japanese maple before I attempt to mess around with them. And instead of raking, I've started mulching. I just run the lawnmower over them and mulch them, and it all goes back into the ground, and that seemed to work pretty well for me. And I've got some sad news. I've got a SK announcement. Probably nobody on this net listens to it, but you have to be an HF guy in the mornings on 75 meters. The Great Northern Boaters Net on 3870, there's a very active participant, lives in Ketchikan. And I just found out this morning that he's a silent key. He went down to check on his boat and apparently either got blown off the dock or fell off the dock. The winds were doing about 60 miles an hour there in Ketchikan, and they found him the next day in the water, deceased. So that was very sad. Very active ham, very active person, still working with the University of Alaska. His call was NL7LL. Great guy, and I'm going to miss him. Back to you, Jack, and everybody have a good Sunday. This is KB7GL.
Oh, that's very sad to hear about Gary NL7LL up in Ketchikan. Oh, that is just tragic. All right, well, condolences to family and friends and all the boaters, of course. And to you, Victor, that is really sad. Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you so much for that. Hey, Vic, I did hear you say on the boaters net, you said 10 meters, not so much today. In fact, it was pretty much silent, but you said 20, like you mentioned here, and you said 40 was looking like a lot of activity for the CW sweepstakes, right?
Well, not quite. 10 does not have any single or sweepstakes activity. Even now, I'm seeing a little bit of FT8 on it, which is almost always there if a band has any propagation, but I'm not seeing any sweepstakes activity on 10. 15 meters is looking pretty good right now, and 20 meters is bonkers. But when, at the time of the net when I checked 40 meters, I saw almost no activity, which was kind of surprising because usually 40 is still going pretty strong at that time of the morning. Looking at the number of broadcast stations that populate our single sideband portion of 40 meters, they were strong, but there was very little activity on the CW portion. So not sure what was happening there, but boy, everybody was on 20, and it's still going strong over on 20 meters. You know, if you got HF, just take a look at the CW portion on 20 meters, and it is loaded. Sweepstakes is a fun contest. It's a little lower key than some of the contests. It's worldwide, put on by the ARRL, and it's always a fun event if you just want to make a few contacts and not really work the contest. I'm not much of a contester, but it's fun to get on and make a few. Back to you, Jack, KB7GL.
All right, Vic. All right. Well, good luck with whatever you do for the CW sweepstakes, and have some fun. Thanks for your report this morning. Great to hear you. All right, let's go to Prineville, talk to the High Desert Pirate, and here he is, KD7TWB. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Jack, and everyone on the net. Hey, great to hear all the reports this morning. Well, got a nice day shaping up here. It was supposed to be a rainy, miserable day, but now they're saying no rain and sunshine, and we're going to be up in the mid-50s for temperature, so, hey, I'll take it. Got to do some cleanup on the truck. Yesterday we did a run to the garbage dump here and got rid of a bunch of yard waste. We've been limbing up trees to, reduce our fire risk, and so at any rate, it was blowing 30 to 40 out there, and it was like driving into a sandstorm. It was like absolutely horrific, and so the whole bed of the truck is filled up with dust, and just from the short time we had it even open, and fortunately, most of the debris was in our neighbor's trailer, so I had borrowed it to get rid of that stuff, so all right, that worked. And let's see, today we got some shopping to do, and I'm going to start working on putting a lasagna together for dinner tonight. And, we got some eggplant, and some hot Italian sausage, and all kinds of good stuff. So I think I'll put that together for dinner and go from there. Let's see, other than that, not a lot. We did finally catch up with Bill and Karen, of course, W7VAS, and That was a wonderful time meeting them and catching up. And so, yeah, looking forward to doing it again one of these days. And, of course, Jessica and Sylvia were here. That was lots of fun. And so that's about it for my report this morning. I'll shut up. And we've got some shopping we're about to run out and go do and feed the birds and all that fun stuff. And we will catch you later. 87, Papa Whiskey Bravo Dave, the High Desert Pirate Radio.
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you for dropping by. Yeah, well, you know, if you got any extra lasagna, yeah, maybe if we hit the gas pedal, we'll make it down there in time for dinner. Boy, that sounds really good. I've not had lasagna in a long time. All right, well, I tell you, it sounds like all the guests have gone now, but you had a nice time with Bill and Karen and Jessica and Sylvia, all PSRGers. That's fantastic. Bill is, yeah, I know he's really enjoying retirement from PSRG. We miss him, though, Tuesday and Thursday, but we've got Rebecca filling in now, and she's doing a great job. Anyway, all right, Dave, thank you so much. Say hi to KD7PWA. Sam, won't you please? Let's go on now, 9:55 a.m. It's Sunday morning, 9 o'clock net here on PSRG. Let's go to the birthday boy. Here he is, West Seattle, K30E. Good morning and happy birthday, Rich.
Good morning, Jack and everyone. Well, we're doing great over here. Thank you very much. Yeah, one more trip around the sun. Thankful for everyone I get. Boy, I tell you, I've had fun over here since I got up this morning, and hope that continues for a while. Anyway, got to get Station Manager Polo out here soon. But anyway, not much else going on except, of course, I'm kind of, a little wrapped around the axle. That's an old term, you know, just trying to get organized for the trip back home. But making progress. Back to you, K30E.
All right, Rich. Well, happy birthday, you and Polo. Enjoy the day. Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow. Now, talking about wrapped around the axle, I saw a report on one of the news stations the other day. The police were chasing after somebody that was a hardcore criminal. He'd done some bad business of some sort, and they deployed a new device that shot out the front of the police car. No, wait a minute. No. I think as the car was going by, they shot it from a shoulder-fired rifle of some sort. It shot something out that wrapped around the axle on the back of the car and somehow stopped the car pretty darn quick. Have you seen that?
Jack, I have seen some of those. Of course, sometimes it rips the axle right out of the car. So, yeah, that's one way to stop them. Back to you, K308.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, and of course they subdued the suspect without further incident and were able to take him in safely. So anyway, but yeah, did quite a mess on the car apparently. All right, good. Have a great afternoon and enjoy the rest of your morning there, Rich. Let's go talk to Dean, KG70DP. Good morning, Dean.
Comment.
Comment station, stand by. We've got a call right now with Dean, KG70DP.
Good morning, Jack, and everybody on the net. This is Dean, KG7ODB. So a couple of things. Regarding a 220 radio, 220 radio options that are not cost prohibitive, some of the Baofengs, like the UV17, can be programmed for 220. And those are 5 watts, and some of them might be 8. You'd have to check on that. And some of the ones that say they're 8 watts really are only 5, if that. But that's an option. Another option is a radio that I've got right here in front of me, not the one I'm using, although I did use it last night on the SimplexNet. It's the QYT KT8900R. And I think you can get these, at least a couple years ago when I got mine, I think it was like $80. And it's a little tiny, like a mobile radio. And, okay, so it's advertised as 25 watts. I will say this, I've hooked my meter up to it, and for 220, it seems to put out 10 watts. But it works. I've used it for repeater roundabout. So anyway, that's the QYT KT8900R. And